It's Sugar!
And it's Gene!
It's Sugar!
And it's Gene!
It's a squeezy show, it's a squeezy show, it's a squeezy show, it's a squeezy show, and it's a squeezy show, and it's a squeezy show, and it's a squeezy show.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Izzy here for Once Again Squizzy episode 13.
This is the 13th episode. This is Gene, also known as your SQ lover angel.
And you are my personal angel.
I'm everyone's angel. I don't know how I got that.
Neither do I. Once again, back after missing a month.
It's our trademark call is what it is. We miss a month, we come back, and the show is just that much better.
Yeah, the longer we wait, the better the show. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to be patient with us. There's actually been a lot going on recently.
Has there?
With the DS and World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft.
Everyone is playing World of Warcraft. How does this even work?
Everyone plays it. It's amazing.
I've never known so many people that played this game.
It's true. And you're not the first person that that I've known that said that. Constantly, people are like, why is everyone playing World of Warcraft?
And people say, you know, everyone, pretty generally, you know, oh, everyone bought GoldenEye. You know, everyone's playing such and such. But no. Literally, every single one of my friends... Every person I know has an account. They're playing.
Yeah.
Why is it so successful?
People from EverQuest, people from Asheron's Call, Dark Age, everyone's moving up because it's by Blizzard, and it's essentially probably one of the best games ever made.
It really is. I'm really impressed with it. I've been playing it, not to the degree that a lot of people I know have been playing it. I have a few different characters. Of varying level, none above level 15. So as you can see, I'm not really too hardcore in it, but you know, I am playing it, and I'm liking it.
Well, yeah, it's got the mission system's great. The low level leveling is easy, and anybody can do it. You don't have to get a group. It's a solo based game. It's one of the first online games where you pretty much never have to have a group. Unless, of course, you want to do the quests that, you know, that require you to get a group, you know, which you don't even have to do, but doing those is beneficial to you. It's just a little bit harder. It's all about rewards, and it's just awesome. You can constantly get the good stuff, don't have to spend too much money, and it's great, even though I personally have spent real money in the game.
Multiple times. You're now one of those guys, are you?
I am. The price halved from what it used to be for gold. $24.99 for 100 gold, that is easily a month's worth of gameplay.
Oh, God.
100 gold would take me no less than a month to acquire. So, I'm thinking, since I've played World of Warcraft, I've never bought another game. It is, in fact, saved me hundreds of dollars. So spending $24.99 on this game is essentially still just a drop in the basket compared to what I would have been spending had I been playing other games.
All right. That's really perverted logic, but, you know, there's some truth to that. I'll never spend a dime for fake items or fake money. That's a little beyond what I'll do, but, you know...
But it's worth it whenever I'm beef enough to kick the crap out of anyone like two levels higher than me or below. I've yet to lose. No one has been able to beat me.
You truly are king among men.
I have grenades. Yeah. I'm a hunter and an engineer, so I can make grenades and exploding sheep. So I use the grenade and exploding sheep, and I kill them. And they hate me.
You're a nerd.
I am a nerd. Damn proud of
it. But then again, like half of our audience here knows how to
debug
a frame, mainframe, and you know, packet sniff and do all that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, speaking of packet sniff, we need some more packet sniffer episodes. I mean, I recently got the third, and
I haven't seen any since the first one. The one we saw together.
Yeah, there's
sorry, packet sniffers.
There's three or four of them out now. I've watched all of them. They're consistently fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Man, they're just like some of the nerdiest people, but that's why I love them. And they're way nerdier than I could ever even conceive being in my entire life. I don't think even if I like worked to figure out stuff about the Commodore and then I would never be able to know all the stuff that
some people pick it up, they love it, they never stop. Yeah. Ever. Kind of like you in World of Warcraft.
If you guys want to see them, check them out. They're at thepacketsniffers.org, and it's a pretty cool show.
Cool. A lot of stuff on Hacker Media lately. It's full of content.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Some of the stuff posted, though, I mean, I guess the show is about Hacker Media, but some of it's just really, it's like adult guys talking about crap.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't listen to any of the shows because it's a well-known fact that I think the only good show on Hacker Media is our show. And then at the same time, I recognize that our show is a bad show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we only like it because it's our show. We've gone over that. Mm-hmm. So I think about how much worse could all the other shows be? Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't even waste my time.
I don't even like thinking about it. And I'm sure there's probably a couple good episodes. I mean, there's shows out there on Hacker Media with like 50, 60 plus shows. And it just boggles my mind.
There's definitely, I mean, they're at least consistent. Maybe they're putting out a show a week for a long time now, which is something that we have a problem with.
Yeah, because of you.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll go on there. there's something to that. Maybe they have, I guess, some sort of fan base. There's got to be someone downloading the shows. They wouldn't keep making new ones if no one was listening, right?
Yeah. Well, or they could be like us, and we just keep making them whether people are listening or not.
That's true.
Though we do hold the record for the most comments on the site.
See, you know, our first show, I don't think anyone downloaded that other than our, like, immediate friends.
Right. Yeah. I think some of the people have gone to and downloaded some of our older shows. Which, by the way, don't even consider doing that if you haven't, because they don't relate to anything anymore. We used to talk a lot more about our Counter-Strike team, and it was pretty crap. But you can download episode 6 and above.
5.
5?
5 and above.
4 is the missing episode.
4 is the missing episode.
Yes. 5 is considered by most to be the best.
5 is Isaiah's favorite episode.
It's my favorite.
I think my favorite episodes really started about 10. I think 10 and up.
Yeah, those are.
I think those are our better episodes.
Oh man, and recently I've still working at GameStop, and I switched back, for those of you who've been listening for a while, to the Ghetto GameStop, Ghettosville, USA.
What? I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I work back at the Ghetto GameStop. I'm the manager of it.
Of the Ghetto GameStop.
Yeah, yeah, which I believe we talked about in episode 3.
A while ago, it's when I made the Urukai joke.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
That was good. But, yeah, so I've become almost a full-fledged racist working there. and it's rather difficult not to be, because since being there, I have witnessed multiple thefts and heard more about theft and whatnot throughout the company from just being at this... in this situation with the type of clientele that comes in there, and you start really racial profiling hard,
because
you have to. You know, you see a black guy walk in with giant baggy clothes, and he's like, "Oh, what's up, dog? I'm just browsing around and shit." You're all like, "I'm gonna keep an eye on that fella."
Yeah.
And so lately, I've been going across in my mind, like, what is racism and what isn't racism? And I've come to the conclusion that I just hate dishonest assholes in general. and it just happens to be that a huge amount of black people are dishonest assholes.
Now see, we cross this, you know, we teeter this line again and again. We're not racist.
No.
We're observant. Racist. We're observant. And, you know, sorry black people, but your race has a lot of problems. I'm not saying that white people don't have problems, but our problems are more based around your problems. In fact, you are our problems.
A lot of the times that's the case. And you know, I actually work with a black guy who is really cool, mm-hmm. and he hates his own race.
That's how you know that black people are cool. When a black person is cool, you know?
Yeah.
Because he hates other black people.
And, you know, if a black guy were to walk in and be properly dressed and be like, "Hello, my good man. You know, I would like to buy Legend of Zelda today."
If Sean Connery, you know, came in.
then I would be perfectly fine. So it's not that I'm racist. I just hate dishonest people. So there's all these black jokes that I've been telling people lately. And they've been pretty good. We actually phone call store to store now and make... And tell racist jokes.
All right.
So they've been pretty good.
So now, you've actually caught people stealing at your store then?
I did. I caught somebody stealing, called the cops. Well, what happened was a guy came in, and he was in my store for about an hour, and I hung out with him as much as I could because I knew he was here to steal stuff. And that's the way you keep him from stealing stuff. You stand next to them. And I had to go check some people out, and... while I was checking them out, he left, and I was like, okay, he probably stole something and then left. So I went and browsed, found the things that he stole.
What did he steal?
He stole a Xbox DVD remote, a GameCube controller, and a couple $5 PlayStation games.
Oh.
Because he doesn't have $5 to buy a PlayStation game. So I called the stores around me and say, hey, some guy stole some games from here. And I give him the description. So about 30 minutes later... one of the managers from the other store is like, hey, the guy's here trading in an Xbox DVD remote. It's a PlayStation games. And I call the police, and they go over there and arrest him and everything. And
really?
Yeah. And it's actually, I've kept it from happening several times since then, and it's always black people. It's just that. And they'll go directly to the bargain bin, the $5 and under bin, mm-hmm. to steal $5 and less crap.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't want to get into the whole getting a job
spiel,
because they know it, and if you're a smart black person, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do us all a favor and talk to your brethren. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem.
Because really, the only legitimate job that I think black people can get is pro basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I mean, maybe there's a problem there.
What do you call a black guy that goes to college? Basketball player.
Basketball player. That's good.
Yeah. What's the best way to break up the Million Man March? Drop a bunch of job applications out of an airplane.
See, what? You're just a high five right there.
I've got a million. Here's one of my personal favorites.
All right.
What's the best way to kill 100 flies at the same time?
What?
Hit a Somalian in the face with a shovel.
Oh, God. Dude, I like that one. I really like that one. By the way, with us in the studio here today is Elise.
Yes, it's my girlfriend.
Isaiah's girlfriend. She posted a comment on the site once, I think.
I was talking about the time she was drunk and naked, throwing up in
right.
the bathroom.
Right, and she commented on that. So she's here today, kind of overseeing us, make sure we don't talk out of line.
Less drunk and less naked than previously commented on.
She's definitely...
Unfortunately.
Definitely has a snazzy dressing.
But we'll see what we can do about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then there's Indian people. My God. If there's one thing I hate more than black people, it's Indian people.
I'm right there with you, dude.
If there's like, a lower form of person on like, the morality chain...
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there is white trash, and I'm equally detest white trash. It's just that I don't see them as much because they tend to stay, like, at least white trash will stay, like, in their area and just kind of go to, like,
that is true.
The places around them.
How does that work? It seems like the white trash, they kind of get a main focus right. point, and then they don't really go anywhere too far from that. Is that because they don't own cars?
It's because they're comfortable with their own type and their own greasy, dirty selves. Mm-hmm. And I'll see the same ones, but for instance, like with GameStops or like places where we buy stuff from people, that leaves room for bargainers and such, mm-hmm. which Indian people by genetic nature are. And working at multiple GameStops, it's amazing because I'll never see the same white trash person at two different GameStops, but I'll see the same Indian person no matter how many GameStops I go to because they make rounds and see how they can rip you off the best. And it's just mind-boggling. I don't know where in the Quran it has the how to barter section.
I don't think Indian people are Muslim.
A lot of them are Muslim.
Are they?
Mostly. That's why they're bastards.
I thought they were...
Because the whole religion is based around bastardosity.
Yeah. I thought they were Hindu. Indians are Hindu.
No, there are some Hindu. And those guys have the bartering as well, which still boggles my mind. But
I like that Muslim joke, though. That's good. I really like that.
Which one?
I don't remember.
The flies?
No. The one, you know, we were just talking just now, you know. You said something, and you said because they were Muslim. You know, that was funny.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think I gave that enough credit. I laughed, but, you know, the viewers didn't... Listeners didn't see that.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
The fact is...
The only thing
I know
that I'm trying to say here is that you made a good joke.
Okay. I know that
okay,
I made a
well
good
let's
joke. I don't even need you to clarify that.
Why are you still hung up on this? That's what I want to know.
What needs to happen here, Gene, is you stop talking and I keep talking... And people are happier when that happens.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah. God. Do you think people download these files using their precious hard drive space to hear you talk?
I guess not. Now that I think about it.
It's all about the latter half of the show, which
it's
is
really
Izzy.
The Izzy, yeah.
I know. God. Anyway, so... Man. I even lost my train of thought.
This whole time, I thought I was a part of this show, and it turns out, really, I'm not.
You know, I can't really say that you're not, because no one has ever really commented on who is cooler, Izzy or Gene.
Oh, God.
Which I think needs to be part of our
comments. You're biased. Shut the hell up.
My girlfriend thinks that I'm cooler than you, Gene.
It's true. She does. She does.
And more hung than you. What else do you think?
Yeah. She has said that occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna argue that fact. that's one of those things that, you know, God made you a certain way, so we're just gonna stick with.
Good.
Let's go ahead and move on, though.
Okay, moving on.
We didn't plan the show again.
Well, in fact, this was probably the least planned show ever.
I think so.
Gene calls me, says, Isaiah, we're doing a show on Friday. You don't have a choice. You're coming over and doing a show.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I came over and I sat down in his room. We put the headphones on and there you go. That's Squizzy. That's the magic in action.
And it's still a good show.
It is. It's amazing. In fact, I was watching... I watched our little dance video recently, and it brought a tear to my eye because it was.
I've been watching it too.
It was beautiful.
I've been watching it too.
I liked it a lot, and the pizza face.
Yeah.
Pizza face.
There's some classic, you know. There's something in that, in the pizza face. It's just good.
Didn't you send a letter to the world-renowned Russ Martin?
I did. All right. Here's a good story. If you live in Texas, I don't know, I guess it's syndicated across America.
It's everywhere. He's almost as popular as Howard Stern. He may take over Howard Stern's show. He's the good guy.
Good, all right. Well, Russ Martin, he's a very popular, what'd you call him, shock talk?
Alternative talk station.
Alternative
guy.
Talk. Okay. Yeah. Basically, he does what we do with a bunch more people, makes it more vulgar, and he gets paid for it.
A lot. A lot.
to pay a lot of money for it. But, you know, so I went to the local radio station's website around here, 105.3, and I saw that they had a contact page. Russ Martin. Oh, he's kind of like us. I'll send him an email to the show. And not one day later.
Oh, yes.
One day later. It was a day later. I see in my Gmail, holy crap.
Yeah, he responded to us.
From Russ Martin.
Oh, personally responded.
I was so excited, you know, when I went to open it.
I was excited when you told me about it.
Yeah, and, you know, I open it, and what waits for me in the email was,
Wait for it.
Don't have time right now. Thanks, though.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was good. I think he likes it.
I know. Russ Martin is now a new fan of Squizzy.
Right. Oh, what a bastard, you know?
Yeah. You take the time to write him an email and call his show bad. And,
oh, yeah. I did make fun of his show several times in the email. I thought he would like that kind of
thing. As a ploy to get him to talk. Which, by the way, his show is very similar to Squizzy.
Is it?
It really, because he's got two guys. It's not just Russ Martin. It's
right.
Russ Martin and Gene. You know. I mean, or the other way around. And they both talk equally. They both share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ Martin talks about things that he hates, like poor people and stuff, and black people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people actually refer to him as the, what do they call him? The Grandmaster, or whatever, like the lead KKK clan guy. Grandmaster, or whatever.
He's like a general or something, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like that, because he makes great points about how stupid women are, and how and stupid black people, and how stupid, you know, various things are. And unemployed people, he hates unemployed.
Don't we all?
He hates people that are on food stamps and everything. And he makes fantastic. He was the one who had the idea of putting piranhas in the Rio Grande to keep Mexicans from crossing. I thought it was brilliant.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so it's a good show. Listen to Russ Martin if you don't. But don't listen to him and listen to us instead at the same time. Doesn't make sense, but you can try it here on Squizzy.
And that's how we cover up for verbal fumbles right there.
Yes.
It was good. I liked it. You're getting professional, man.
Thanks.
This is really turning into a great show.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, we hate him now. I think we should really kind of think of him as our rival. You know, we're kind of the underdog, and he's, you know, big guy.
Corporate America.
Yeah.
He's the man.
He's
and
the
we're
man. Yeah.
We're not.
We're not the man.
So we have to stick it to him. That's what you're saying.
Right. We gotta stick it.
All
right.
Also. Gene's in college.
Oh my god, I am.
Yes.
Gene. I am. I'm in college now.
Gene is collegiate.
It's scary, dude. You know, of course, community college, because I'm poor.
Yeah.
And
college nonetheless.
Yeah. 2 years early, too. Who would have thunk?
And from my standpoint, just another way to Gene to prove how worthless he is as a human being.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about, you know, my college life, how it was going to be planned out.
Yeah,
with you.
And the whole time, Gene, talking about college, I was always very negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always pointed out that he was just probably going to slack off and not study and probably fail miserably at it.
And,
I just
and,
like to point that out.
And lo and behold, my first two quizzes I've taken... I failed them both. The first one I actually got a 0 on.
Because you didn't do it.
Yeah, because I didn't do it. And so, yeah, I'm not really studying, reading, doing any problems. I am occasionally going in for the lecture, which isn't that really the same? I mean, they lecture over the text. Why you gotta read the text after you just hear the lecture? I don't see the point.
You have to study.
I don't see the point.
You know why you don't see the point, Gene? Because you went to a private crap school that didn't require you to do any work whatsoever.
And I miss it, so. I do miss it.
Yeah, so the whole point is Gene's in college, but it doesn't matter because he won't put the time or effort into doing well at it.
All right, here we go. My next show Let's not say that. You know what? Let's just not say anything at all. I'm gonna try better. I'm gonna do a little better. I think. I'm gonna try harder.
I would like to see you do better, Gene.
I think
that you could do well because you have nothing else to do. So I don't understand about you, college students who live at home. You don't have to pay bills. You don't have rent. You don't have to have a full-time job. You have nothing to do but study and make the rest of your life amazing by going to college and getting a degree because you have this opportunity. And what do? Sit on your ass, farting around.
But I like it, you see? And that's
Will you like it when you're 40 and your dad's dead and you're living off of his remains for food?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. And by then, hopefully, the show will be big enough to where, you know, we get paid for it.
Oh, okay. That's the plan. That's why I've been slacking off.
Right, because I'm really
eventually
depending.
Eventually, Squizzy will be the best radio show.
It will be
on the planet.
I mean, think about it. Russ Martin, he's gonna get old. You know,
he's already
pretty old.
40s.
I'm figuring another. He's got another 5 years tops, and then he'll
radio,
have
radio guys go. Get rushed, man. He's been doing it for 20
years. Okay, but see, they don't. That's a completely different type of show.
Okay.
I mean, we have him, and then we have Russ Martin, and you know, I just can't imagine a 53-year-old pulling those kind of, you know, shitting in the toilet with the mic pranks. I just don't see that.
Okay. There's got to be someone there to take over for the old guy.
Right.
And those people are me and Gene.
That's us.
Isaiah Peterson and Gene Angel.
That's me and him.
Next.
That's us together. Did you know that?
Generation Next.
I like it, dude.
It's like Pepsi.
I'm excited. I like Pepsi.
You know, I only like Pepsi when I'm at your house. Otherwise, I absolutely hate it.
Really?
It only tastes good while sitting in this chair doing a squiffy.
He's drinking water
right
now.
Yeah, right. Water doesn't taste as good as Pepsi. Also, apart from Gene's college, today has been the single gassiest day of my life. There's someone honking the horn outside the window. That's excellent.
Is that my car?
It's not. It can't be your car. You're not in it.
That's true.
You're in
well,
here.
Let's take a look.
You gotta look out the window.
Get shot.
Is it the Asians across the street?
No, but they are parked in front of my house.
Really?
Yeah. Why do things like this happen to us when we're on the air?
Okay, well,
remember the last time?
Do you need to go see who it is?
It's kind of no, I'm not going to worry about it.
You don't know who it is?
I can't see. It's too dark outside.
I think you should go and talk to him.
I don't want to because I'm kind of afraid that I'm going to get shot now. because it's dark outside.
Gene,
so I'm just gonna sit.
There'd have to be a very good shot to be able to hit your tiny frame.
Oh, that's true.
Since you're so tiny.
I have the advantage here, I think. I could just
turn sideways, they can't even see you.
And I'm wearing, you know, some black here.
Mm-hmm. Blend right in.
Maybe they're still out there.
Are they still there?
No, they're gone.
So they went out in front of your house, honked a few times, mm-hmm. and left. That's maybe it was your principal again.
Maybe. It could have been.
You better check for pop charts.
Yeah. We'll work on that. I can't understand it. This is a teenage girl that lives next door.
Uh-huh.
So, shenanigans all day and night.
Gas.
Man. Oh, yeah, you were talking about how gas you were today.
Well,
I like your sweatshirt, by the way. This is dark. It's a very dark green hoodie.
It's different than what I normally wear. It is.
It has a college flavor to it.
It's baggy, yeah.
I like it.
So lately I've had this thing with Mexican food. I don't know what it is, but
uh-huh.
every single day when I think it's that I'm so sick of hamburgers. Just the thought of a hamburger makes me want to vomit. And so what is there besides hamburgers to get? Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been eating them for weeks and you know, I thought I was gaining weight because I was like my stomach was getting kind of poochy and whatnot. And then to top it all off, like for weeks I ate nothing but Taco Bell and Taco Bueno. And the last 4 days I've eaten Chipotle
mm-hmm.
every day. And it's all been concluded today because constantly I've been farting long, warm farts.
Now, is there an accompanied smell to it, or?
It's a mild, like, beanish smell.
So it's really, it's more or less a pleasant experience.
Not really, because I've been at work, and, people will come to the counter, and I'll have to walk to the back of the hall and flatulate over there, while I'm walking around, kind of spread it out, because if you do it in one place, it gets too potent, especially in that high of a content of farting.
You're right.
It builds up, and I think I may actually have some sort of poisoning, because I'm not feeling very well. I've been farting so much, and I've inhaled so much methane that I may actually die.
Dude, there could be a.
It's lasted for so long. I mean. I never thought in my life that it was possible to fart this much. It is. I'm currently wearing the One Ring. Thank you very much, Elise. The One Ring to rule them all. Yes, Elise.
She found it on my floor. That's
Jean. Jean has the One Ring.
I have it. I keep it on the
floor. Just in case.
You never know when I'm gonna need to disappear. I figure, you know, if I'm ever
ninja.
Doing the business in my room, and my dad walks in, slip on the One Ring.
Dude, that would be useful. While living at home. Dad! You know, that'd be excellent. You could use it for
anything. Oh,
going invisible would be the.
It'd be
would
great.
Be the stuff.
It would be awesome.
To be sure. I mean, imagine the possibilities of peeping on changing girls.
You're right. No, you're right. It's every middle schooler's dream.
And, changing guys.
Some middle schooler's dreams.
Some of them.
Some of them. Once or twice. It was mine.
Yeah, well, it happens.
It does happen.
It's okay.
Every once in a while. One of us gets thrown out.
Man, going invisible there.
That would be nice. I mean, I'll admit.
Are endless. You make so much money.
You think?
But A, stealing stuff. B, stealing ideas.
Ideas?
Yeah, all you have to do is go to some like creative person or like the, you know, head offices of Microsoft or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak in there, invisible like. Listen in, write some stuff down, take some pictures. They can't see the camera because whatever you touch is invisible as well.
Is it? Is that now? I always wondered when the sort of the boundary was crossed because, you know, you see him kind of open the gate and stuff, but he's wearing gloves. You know, things like that. You know, what's invisible, what's not? You know, you touch something, it's going invisible.
What
I don't
show
understand.
And what superhero? for instance, Hollow Man had to be completely naked to be invisible.
Right.
Whereas Invisible Man from the Fantastic Four.
Invisible. I thought she was a woman.
No, it's Invisible Man, isn't it?
I thought it was
Stretch Man and Smush.
Invisible Lady.
The lady has psychic powers.
Which one's the invisible one? No, okay.
Fire Guy, Rock Guy, Stretch Man. Is it Invisible Lady?
I think it's an Invisible Lady.
With psychic powers?
Maybe she has psychic powers.
No, one of them's invisible, and they wear their clothes. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So, it depends on which TV show you're in.
I guess that's what it is. I don't like that people are making up their own rules for this kind of thing. I think there should be a set guideline.
Like for werewolves.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched this Stephen King, Silver Bullet. I haven't seen it. I had never seen it before. And this werewolf, when the guy turned into the werewolf, would kill anyone brutally. Like, massacre them.
Well, that's what werewolves do.
And whatnot. And he only changed during the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to die by the silver bullet. Mm-hmm. Yet, he still knew what he was doing whilst he was a werewolf.
Well, I think the idea is that when you are a werewolf, the urge is so, incredibly strong that there's really no choice. You're conscious, but it's sort of, you're acting in your nature, so there's really, you know?
I think the werewolf standard should be set by the American werewolf in London.
Not in Paris?
Or in Paris. There was one in London.
Was there one in
the
London?
The original one was in London.
Oh, was well, the American Werewolf in Paris was the
new crap one.
The really funny, the supposed to be funny one. It's like
the Plum Theater. That was the first
Plum Theater. I don't know, man. I didn't see either of them.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I've seen the previews.
Yeah, no, but he has the urges and everything, and can only change during the full moon. Because then there are the werewolves that can change whenever they want.
See, there are. I've never seen those.
At will. I believe there's one in the animated Batman series back in the day.
See, I don't like that. I think that there really needs to be that set rule.
But then, wouldn't there have to be a certain rule?
That's the point.
Think about it. Like, white people.
No, just things
superpowers?
That... Yeah, just superpowers. There needs to be, like, an underlining mythos superhero
rulebook.
What
about, like, vampires?
Same thing.
There's a ton of them.
Same, but they, like, they're all the same. No, they're all the same. They all have basically the same weakness, the same ability. They can't be in the sunlight. They drink blood. They have fangs. Occasionally, they can turn into bats.
But some of them get killed by stakes in the heart. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't.
Some of them do. They all do.
There was... some of them are resistant to crosses and some of them are not. Like in...
Oh, yeah. Like in Blade, crosses did nothing.
Crosses did nothing.
But in the older shows, they... Crosses dominated.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, didn't the guy, the grandpa from the Munsters, didn't he have a cross around his neck? He had
did something around his neck.
I think he had a gold cross.
But he also didn't kill people when you could see him.
Dude, yeah.
He was very pleasant.
On the show.
As was, you know, Frank Munster. And everything. He's
cool.
He's very Herman Munster.
Herman Munster. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, none of them. Those were wannabe. They were the Munsters, obviously not the monsters.
Yeah.
They're
just people pretending to be monsters.
Toned down. They had the hand in the box. That was cool. I want one of those.
Hand in the box.
The hand that came out of the box. It wasn't the hand. Or was that the Addams Family?
I don't know. The Addams Family had Thing. Thing was the hand that crawls around.
But it didn't in the original show. It was just a hand in a box.
Didn't it? It didn't
show.
Crawl around?
They didn't have the technology.
You sure?
To make it crawl around. Did they?
I think that they did.
I don't know. I can't
remember.
It's been
I don't
so
remember
long.
Either.
They had It, though.
Okay.
He is one of my all-time favorite characters.
It?
Yeah.
The clown. Oh, no, no, no.
The hair guy. Made out of hair.
I guess
how cool is this, the long hair? You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
With the glasses.
Okay,
and he was a badass. He was a pimp. He always had, like, six women around him instead of walking out of, like, a limo.
Now, see, I'm still on the thing, though.
The hand.
Yeah, the hand. When did the game come out for the Super Nintendo? The Nintendo.
Regular Nintendo?
Yeah.
Regular Nintendo came out coinciding with the first Addams Family movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is the show? The show must be really old.
The show was...
40s. No, it's not 40s that old.
50s, yeah.
I think we're looking
not
at 40s, more
50s.
I think we're looking at the 60s or 70s.
60s. It doesn't no, because it was pre hippie time.
Was it?
It was before the hippies, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think it was during the Beatles or anything, because it was leave it to be their time frame. Everybody's still way too polite.
Yeah.
Were people polite in the hippie days?
I think they were. That was, you know, when they started that transition.
Beatles,
of...
was right. Right in between the 50s and 60s.
All
right.
Let's go with 1953. That is the new official Addams Family date.
Yeah, that we just made. Make it official. Stamp. Bunk.
Yeah,
dunk. Stampity stamp.
Clickety clackety.
38 minutes.
See, and I found that when we say that we always put a song before the show starts. So it's always a little bit later.
Okay.
It's actually going to be closer to about 39:40.
40 minutes. All right. I'm actually getting pretty hungry.
I'm starving. I'm really hungry.
Yeah, we're probably going to go get something to eat. But we'll have another squizzy soon. Because we have to make up for last month. We have to have at least one a month. I would like definitely to start doing more, and I think...
Oh, yeah. As soon as I can do that. We're going to, I guess we're going to, we're ready to go then.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a good episode.
This is a good episode.
Good, good times. Comment, every single one of you that downloads.
Please do. We love it when you comment. It makes us feel like celebrities, yeah, to be honest.
Very serious. Like, the more comments you have, the more we have to talk about. And yet, no one has given us content to talk about.
Still. Why did every episode we ask, give us something to talk about.
And people comment, but they
never
give
they
comment
anything
on the show, but they're never like, hey, we'd like to hear Squizzy talk about this. We have not been able to give our talents on talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard us talk about stuff, but let's talk about stuff that you want to know about, because the Izzy and the Gene know about stuff.
We know. I don't think there's anything we don't know.
It's, yeah, we know everything.
I think you're right.
And we'd love to put this huge menagerie of knowledge to use. And
absolutely.
We need you to tell us what to talk about, or we're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over again, where I come over to Gene's and we hook up the mics and we just go at it. And
okay,
if we actually had content, imagine how good it would be.
Here's something that, I mean, the format of the show is something we've kind of, well,
yeah,
we've kind of,
I like the word.
We've kind
stamp
of, we've kind of thrown this idea back and forth. What kind of show should we have? Should we have a segmented show with skits, with, you know, topics? 20 minutes on this top traditional. A more traditional radio.
Yeah, we've talked about it countless times. We've tried to come up with ideas. We've come up with ideas, but it just, you know, stop flirting with my girlfriend.
I'm not, man. She started it. All right. Sorry. Or, you know, should we do a more traditional show? Maybe people like that. Certainly it's popular. I think that appeals more to the mainstream, maybe the masses.
Yeah.
But is that our style? I mean, is that what
we
do?
It doesn't seem like it is, but we don't know if it should be.
And what would be better? I mean, we're gonna put it to the users, to the viewers, to the users, to the actual
listeners.
We want you to tell us. What do you think? You like us? You know, this sort of, we just ramble back and forth. Is this what you want?
Do you want rambling? Do you want us to take requests? Do you want more videos?
Everyone wants more videos.
We got to do some more of those, but we only have webcams still,
which are bad. Now, see, I was listening to an older show, and you made a comment that once you became manager, you would be able to buy more stuff for the show. Where's that stuff?
Well, we haven't been hanging out at all or doing shows to get me motivated to want to spend my money on this stuff.
Well, see, if you'd spend your money, we'd make more shows. It works like that.
Oh, no, because for certain reasons, you're unable to hang out with me sometimes.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and talk about this. I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but my dad is like, he's crossed this level, and this level where it was, nah, I don't really like Isaiah, too. Nah, you never get to talk to him ever. And I don't understand why. I can't believe I just did that.
What did you do?
I went, nah, you can't talk to him ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never do anything like that. All right, anyway. Okay, so I don't know what his deal is, but hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it's going to stop as soon as I'm 18. Because, you know, right at that level, that's where I'm just like, Stufu, take a step back,
mm-hmm,
pimp slap him. Telephone.
And the telephone.
Telephone.
And telephone.
And then I'll call him on the phone. Look and see who it is. Just
man.
Look. Stop whining.
Wireless. 618-8573.
I don't know. We'll just let the machine get it. Are you guys interested? It's you. What are you calling me, Elise?
Somebody gonna leave a message?
Nope. No, they never leave messages. I hate that.
It's because you're a crappy message machine.
It's bad.
Hey, we're not here right now. Leave a message at the top.
But you get the idea.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, so comment and let us know what you want us to do.
Right.
And how you want it to be, or just give us stuff to talk about. If you don't want to tell us how the show should be and you're comfortable with the way it is, blurt out a topic and we'll talk about it the next time. In fact, it will encourage us to make more shows.
That's really what this is.
The encouragement so far has been, hey, why don't you guys make more shows? And we're like, okay, but there's really no input.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's, you know, the, there's been some flattering comments like, your guys' show, I listen to Squizzy Radio, and I don't know why.
And that's the effect that we want
to
go for.
But I always listen to it. And why don't you guys make more shows? Well, put it this way, we will make more shows if you guys give us stuff to talk about or input on what you'd like. We will do anything. We're whores when it comes to that stuff. We will. I mean, if you want prank calls, funny videos, extreme stuff, you know, I'm up for it. I'll eat a cow.
Anything.
I will eat a cow.
I wonder if we could do that. Between the two of us?
One cow?
One cow.
No, it's... The cow weighs 5,000 pounds, man.
5,000, eh?
Cows are large creatures.
What about
anyway.
A horse? What about a horse? People are always saying, I'm hungry enough to eat a horse.
Somebody did one time, and they died.
Oh.
It was the old lady.
Did she eat a horse? I don't think she ate a horse.
She swallowed a horse.
Did she? I don't think so. She swallowed a fly.
The horse killed her.
The horse is what killed her.
She's dead, of course. That's the last one.
No.
The lady swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course. And that's the end.
Is that the end?
That's the end of the sad song.
I thought it ended in a goat.
No. What a throat to swallow a goat.
What a throat.
Yeah.
And then what? She ate the horse to eat the goat?
She's dead. That, no, it was...
No. But why would she... I'm asking. Why would she eat a horse?
She ate...
After
to get the dog, what a hog. To get the cat, imagine that. To get the bird, oh my word. To get the spider, the wiggle inside her. To get the fly, I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
All right,
well, that's it.
Oh, before we go, just quick shout out to Angie. She's a long time listener now. I know.
Angie, I don't know who that is.
You don't know her, right? She's a friend of mine.
Okay. Long-time listener? Since when?
Since when? Since I told her, listen to all the shows, goddammit.
Like a month ago, and she listened to some?
Yeah.
Shout out to Noah and the Foos. And,
right.
And various other people. Sarah. Various people. There are people.
Yeah, shout out to... Okay, let's see. Angie, the Foos. Who else?
There's Noah. Sean, Kristen...
Kristen from GameStop.
Yeah.
Okay. She's cute, by the way.
She's a whore.
Oh.
Nah, I'm not really cutting that.
Nope.
Cutting
dude.
That part.
We
out.
Have a we, dude. No, we have a rule.
She's not really. She's very.
We have a
very
rule.
Nice person, and she's actually much cooler now that she's going out with Sean.
She's a whore. You said it.
We're cutting it out.
We're not cutting it out.
We are cutting it out.
No, we're not.
We have to.
No.
They listen to it.
That's the problem then. Sorry, dude.
You gotta
watch your mouth next time. At least says she's
she
a
is,
lesbian.
She is a lesbian. She's a pronounced lesbian.
She's really?
Yeah.
I didn't
she's
know
bi.
This.
She has a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. She
really?
Could get a much better looking girlfriend. I'm digging a hole. No. Kristen likes to be called a whore. That is, in fact, her nickname. Is whore. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Her nickname is
all right.
The whore.
No, dude. It's cool.
It's a joke.
It's great.
But,
yeah, I'm sure
no.
it is.
No, but she's going out with this guy, Sean, now, who's awesome. And he's really helped straighten her out a lot and stuff.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. So, anyway, cutting it out.
We're not.
We got to.
No, we're not going to. All
right, fine. Well, Kristen, you know, it was a joke.
He's shaking his head no.
All right. I'm not going to say anything more, so Spadoinkle for me.
Let's get out. Spadoinkle to you all.